Let's take a first look at what it says in this morning's newspapers with Fiona Kelly.
The Irish Times leads today with the central bank's warning that the coronavirus crisis is likely to blow a 22 billion euro hole in the state's finances and could result in 500,000 people losing their jobs. In its latest quarterly report published today, we're told that lost tax revenue and increased spending on support schemes will see the Exchequer move from a 2.2 billion euro surplus to a 19.6 billion euro deficit. The central bank report also features in the lead story in the Irish Examiner and Irish Daily Mail, with both papers focusing on the most recent unemployment figures. Unemployment could hit 25% by summer, is the headline in the Examiner. Nursing home shock, 70 staff and 19 patients in one cluster. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Independent. Fianna Fáil TD Stephen Donnelly told the Dáil yesterday that there have been four deaths in one particular nursing home and that 29 nursing homes around the country are believed to have experienced clusters of coronavirus cases. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports that Northern Ireland has not received any personal protective equipment for its frontline healthcare workers from a batch of 400 million items that was to be distributed across Britain, or from the batch that has arrived from China to the Republic. The Irish News leads today with the follow-up to a lead story carried by the paper earlier this week, generated by comments made by the Bishop of Derry, Donal McKeown, who said that he believes that allowing people to have access to churches is at least as important as having access to off-licences. Bishop McKeown tells today's paper that Northern Ireland First Minister Arlene Foster has since telephoned him to discuss his appeal and assured him that the policy would be reviewed on the 18th of April. Elsewhere this morning, in terms of the Shannon elections, the Times highlights how high-profile former Fianna Fáil TD Timmy Dooley failed to get elected. And most of today's papers cover the angry exchanges which took place during yesterday's Dáil sitting when Ministers Simon Harris and Josepha Madigan made it be known that they were unhappy to be there in light of the COVID-19 restrictions. In her Dáil sketch in today's Times, under the headline, "This isn't Hungary, but Boyd Barrett has us worried," Miriam Lord gives her perspective on what she describes as the government's unsatisfactory handling of the proceedings. She also describes how journalists were left fuming following a press briefing with the Minister for Finance, where disgracefully, she writes, they were told to submit written questions instead of asking them themselves. This doesn't even happen in the White House, she writes. But finally, the Irish Daily Star leads today with the experience of 82-year-old Paddy Joe Lynch from Boyle County, Roscommon, who has been given the all clear after he contracted COVID-19. The great-grandfather was rushed to hospital on the 21st of March with chest pains, and after spending 2 weeks in isolation in Sligo University Hospital, he was discharged and allowed to return home this week. He's pictured coming out of hospital on the front of both the Star and Independent this morning with his granddaughter, Anne Tiernan, wearing a face mask and waving to the camera.